expensive e-commerce game, Product Page Roulette.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
It's the Conversion Scientist Podcast. I'm Brian Massey, the Conversion Scientist and author of the book, Your Customer Creation Equation. This column appeared on Marketing Land on December 11th, 2013. For this column and much more on marketing, visit marketingland.com. Like so many shoppers, we sometimes have trouble making buying decisions here at Conversion Sciences. However, most online shoppers don't have access to the special tools we have here in the lab. This is a story about how we used our optimization tools to tell us which website we should buy from. There are some important lessons here for you if you work on an e-commerce site. Roulette is a game of chance. Your product pages shouldn't be a game of chance. Product Page Roulette is a geeky game we invented to tell us which sites are gambling and which are changing the odds by testing. Let me give you some background. We are the crime scene investigators of e-commerce websites. We have access to a variety of cool decision-making tools in our lab. As in an episode of CSI, these tools help us find evidence of visitor dissatisfaction, extract the key insights, and test for opportunities to increase revenue. Our newest conversion scientist in training prefers to work at a standing desk, and this sounded like something we should all consider doing. We have to fit into our lab coats after all. So she went on the hunt for a standing desk. She summarized her findings to us in a to-the-point email. Three options between $298 and $607 of varying sizes and styles. Her links took us to these pages, one by National Business Furniture, one by Rakuten, which is a buy.com company, and one from World Market's online site. Now, none of us here in the Conversion Lab are experts in the selection of stand-up desks, and so we found ourselves with a paralysis of choice. Finance liked option one because it was cheapest. HR liked option three because it was flexible. The designers liked option two because it was kind of steampunk. The developers were happy with their chairs and ignored the discussion. Choice is often an e-commerce conversion killer. When the marketplace offers a spectrum of prices and a spectrum of features for a product, visitors and scientists can become paralyzed. This is where the less logical aspects of the purchase decision will gain influence. The site that is easiest to understand, that represents key information most clearly, or that simply feels more friendly will win the business. Instead of giving in to our emotions, we decided to collect some data. We wanted to know which site was most likely to be picked by a typical human. We clearly aren't typical humans. To estimate which page is most likely to be a visitor's choice, we used one of the tools we keep in our digital lab, an eye-tracking simulator. Eye-tracking studies use special hardware and software to track where on a page their test subjects are looking. The process is time-consuming, and the equipment can be expensive. Eye-tracking simulators simulate what an eye-tracking study would tell us, without all of the time and expense of a full eye-tracking study. These tools look for features that tend to get the attention of the human eye. Contrast, images, and white space are just some of the things taken into consideration. We had some credits due to expire at Fengui. Are these credits really perishable, guys? We've decided that the page that Fengui predicted would perform the best would be the winner of our dollars. Your visitors are voting on their website with their dollars, and so will we. Product Page Roulette was invented. Product pages are the pages that generate a key e-commerce action, add to cart. Clearly, product pages are very important to the success of such sites. We captured the top 687 pixels of each of the product pages and put the images through the eye-tracking simulator. We chose 687 pixels because this is the amount of the page that a typical visitor might see in their browser. Some will see less, others will see more. The output of Fangui looks like there are storms moving across these pages, with red, yellow, and green areas. However, these areas aren't estimating rain, they're estimating attention. The red and yellow areas show where a visitor's eyes would spend the most time in the first few seconds of their visit. Green areas define lighter areas of attention, and the parts of the page with no color on them are probably not being seen in these crucial early seconds of a visitor's visit. This doesn't tell us who the winner is. However, when we combine these reports with what we know about effective product pages, we can discern our winner. So what to look for in a product page? The job of the product page is to provide everything the visitor needs to make the decision to add to cart. 1. Product images. The page should draw their eye to the product image. Images are usually magnetic to the eye, and all three got some attention on the image. National Business Furniture made good use of a badge, take 10% off. However, the watch video logo that appeared on the site near the image competed with the product image. It had better be a good video if it's going to get that much attention. Pricing and relative pricing. The page needs to provide pricing clearly. If the product is discounted, that should be clear. None of the pages got much attention paid to their price blocks, which is where the price is listed. National and Rakuten included a crossed-out list price to highlight their discounted price. World Market went for simplicity and simply listed the price. Shipping, tax, and specials for this product. The product page must answer questions of final cost. When product pages don't, they generate high abandonment rates in the cart. People will add something to the cart and start the checkout process just to find out what the final bill will be. Rakuten got a great deal of attention on their free shipping icon. It's done in a unique color. Attention fell on World Markets. Save 25% on all furniture banner. They disclosed their $35 delivery surcharge right next to the add to cart button. This may be a negative for some visitors, but this is probably reducing their cart abandonment rates. If something is material to the purchase, even if it's bad news, don't hide it. Trust and proof. The page should communicate that the business is safe to buy from. Logos, guarantees, return policies, ratings, and reviews all communicate safety. National nails it with bright red stars and a link to reviews. However, the red on tan stars clearly don't draw much attention, as Fangui reports. Rakuten does little to highlight their return policy, so it is probably missed by visitors. World Market plays on the brand recognition they get from their retail stores to establish trust. Their logo is the only red thing on the page and clearly draws the attention of visitors. Do you have a competitor with a familiar brand? It is definitely an advantage. The Add to Cart button. The call to action plants the idea in the visitor's mind that they should do something. Thus, pages with high conversion rates make this one of the most visible items on their pages. The Add to Cart button on the World Market product page sucked attention to it. It's raining hard on that button. Their use of white space made their call to action button jump off the page. Rakuten places their Add to Cart button on a gray background, ensuring that it fades into the digital woodwork. National buries the button at the bottom of the page and below the fold for many viewers. So who is the winner? In our analysis, World Market did the best job of getting attention to the key parts of their product page, the product image, trust symbols, and the all-important Add to Cart button. The placement of a sale banner in the middle of the page is unusual in our experience, but seems to be working for them in the attention department. Most of the attention on National's page went to a button featuring a product video and the image of a related product. Video may indeed be an advantage for them, but they missed on almost all of the fundamentals. Rakuten may have scored better if they didn't have such a distracting left sidebar. Their product image definitely gets noticed, but their call to action does not. So why is World Market winning? Well, with a little detective work, which is what we do here, we found a clue to World Market's apparent success. They optimized their pages for conversion. Using some spy equipment from our lab, which is an extension called Ghostery, Ghostery, we found that World Market had Crazy Egg and Optimizely installed on their site. These are two great optimization tools. You really should go check on your competitor's sites with Grocery, by the way. Go ahead now. Crazy Egg tracks where people are clicking on any page and also reports how far visitors are scrolling down the page. Optimizely is a split testing tool. It allows World Market to try out changes on visitors and see which changes generate the most revenue. If we assume World Market is actively using these tools, we might infer that the elements of their winning page were identified during their optimization efforts. We would also expect them to have a higher conversion rate and to be earning more revenue per visitor than their competitors. So, what's on your website? A word about eye tracking simulators. In fairness, the eye tracking simulator that we used simulates what visitors are finding in the first few seconds of their visit. While it has proven to be a valid measure of a page's effectiveness, it does not predict conversion rate. It is entirely possible that World Market has the lowest revenue per visit of all these choices, even though it scored very well in the eye tracking simulators. If that's true, it won't be for long if they're using their testing software. If you're not testing your e-commerce product pages, you're playing product page roulette with your competitors. It can be an expensive game. There are tools available that can predict how visitors will behave when they visit your e-commerce product pages. If you can win that game, your e-commerce business will win the revenue game. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to know more about conversion optimization, visit us at conversionsciences.com. And to subscribe to this podcast and other fantastic information, visit our blog at conversionscientist.com. I'm Brian Massey.